This is 90.3 KEZU. I'm David Wittrock. At charitable dental clinics across the nation, a Carmel Valley man's invention is changing lives. KEZU's Krista Almanzon went to a clinic in Sacramento to see how the Laurel one-step denture works.
In a giant warehouse at the Cal Expo Center, the air conditioning drowns out the sound of dental drills as it fights off the Sacramento heat. Hundreds of volunteers and patients move about this makeshift dental clinic. There are separate areas for all sorts of services, from teeth cleanings to fillings to dentures. Yolanda Kinsey leans back in a chair while a dentist looks in her mouth.
Put your teeth together against me.
For 4 years, Kinsey has had no upper teeth, the result of periodontal disease. This affects all aspects of her life, including what she can eat.
I just got stuck on eating Eggo waffles, honey, because they were soft. I can't eat chicken, I can't eat steak, I can't really eat a salad.
Not to mention she's had trouble finding a job in a nursing home where she has worked as a certified nursing assistant.
Because a lot of people look at your appearance overall, and my appearance was good, but me not having my teeth hindered me.
Without a job or insurance, this two-day free clinic put on by the California Dental Association Foundation is Kinsey's only opportunity to see a dentist. Normally, dentures would be out of the question at a clinic like this. That's because custom dentures are made over the course of several weeks and visits to the dentist. But today, Kinsey is getting a semi-custom denture that can be made in about an hour.
I don't know you, but I love you. I do. I really do. Thank you.
Kinsey is thanking the inventor of that denture, Dr. Lawrence Wallace of Carmel Valley.
This is why I do it.
Dr. Wallace is a retired oral surgeon. Through the course of his career, he estimates he extracted about 100,000 teeth.
And I saw how it devastated people emotionally for losing your teeth, financially because they can't afford new teeth, physically because of the trauma they have to go through to lose their teeth.
So in his retirement, he came up with a solution. It's called the Laurel One-Step Denture. It's a pre-made denture that comes in 5 sizes. Dr. Wallace picks up a mold made from the mouth of one of the clinic's patients. Then he finds the denture that's the closest fit.
So we say, well, that's kind of the closest one. You see all the space back there? We don't want that space because when we finish, if it's that thick, they'll be counting like this.
To get rid of that gap between the mold and denture, he drops it in a pot of boiling water. It's made out of material that is moldable when heated. He can work with the denture until it fits the mold and then uses a reline material to get a better fit in the patient's mouth.
We're not trying to replace custom dentures. We're trying to augment them and offer an alternative.
Since Dr. Wallace made this denture available 2 years ago, most of his work has been with charitable clinics like this one. He's slowly developing a commercial side of his business as he trains dentists in the technique. Dr. Jeff Urich of Modesto is one of those dentists. He's volunteering at the clinic and fitting Yolanda Kinsey with her new upper denture.
Grind side to side a little bit to keep your teeth together.
He also offers the Laurel One-Step Denture in his practice.
I offer both when I do sets of dentures for people. Some people want the custom set, and if you have a patient that, you know, just has, you can only do limited resources, then this is more applicable to them, I think.
That's because it can be made for about half the price of custom dentures, about $1,200. At today's free clinic, the tab for patients like Kinsey is being picked up by the CDA Foundation. She looks at herself in the mirror. For the first time in years, she sees a full set of teeth.
It's like I got my life back. Now I'm going to go back into those convalescent homes and I'm going to share my smile and my love with those patients.
As Carmel Valley's Dr. Wallace continues to bring his denture to charitable clinics across the nation, he's also making plans to help at clinics around the world. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.